Hi there, and welcome back to another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley. I'm a habit change coach and a holistic therapist and the host of this podcast show. We are all about turning around habits that don't serve you, that create problems for yourself and others. And that also includes the habit of trying to change someone else who has a problem habit. This show has something to offer no matter where you are on your journey. Maybe you're just getting started. Maybe you're not sure where to start or what course to take. Or maybe you've already started making some progress and you could use some support for staying on track. The show is also for you if you care about somebody else whose habit is creating problems for you and for other people. And the show is also for you if you are well on your way towards your changes and you want to reinforce those changes. Habits into Health is not about which habit is creating the problem. It's about what all habits have in common. And the hidden habits, those ways that you engage in a repeating behavior that doesn't serve you. This show is about a holistic perspective that helps you create a different future for yourself. And in every episode, you'll have the opportunity to practice for yourself new attitudes and skills that I've learned from myself and that I've been passing on to my clients in my office for many years. And now in this podcast, I share them more widely with everybody else, including you. Every relationship has issues that come up. No two people are a perfect match. Today, we are continuing in a mini-series about fighting fair as a part of a practice I call keeping your own side of the street clean. This is a healthy habit for relationships, and even if your other person won't play with you, keeping your own side of the street clean is a really terrific skill to develop. Before we start with our topic, though, let's begin with a practice that's designed to help you step away from your busy mind and slow down to connect with yourself through that vessel that contains your life force, what you call your body. And that's why in Habits into Health we say let your body lead so your mind doesn't have to. We do an experiential exercise at the start of every episode, and it offers an opportunity to practice attuning to yourself in a sensory way. This is something that's usually talked about in an abstract way, but connecting with yourself is actually pretty literal. There's something you do in the muscular patterns that make up what you call you. And this results in an experience of yourself that's very, very personal. So let's take a few moments for this. Since our topic for today has to do with staying in the present moment, let's use the construct of time for our practice. When I ask you, what time is it? What happens in you? To be more specific, what do you feel and where do you feel it? Tune into feelings on a sensory level, which is literal and experiential. Feelings actually precede emotions. So tap into the feelings first. What gets activated? You can start just by noticing where your attention goes. What time is it? Do you go into thoughts, trying to figure out what time it is? Does your attention go to your wrist if you wear a watch, or to your phone or another mobile device? Or do you look around for a clock? Now take a step back from the result of your attention, your watch, the phone, the clock, and focus on how you use yourself to take your attention there. Let's say you do something with your eyes in response to the question. Be attentive to this. What time is it? What happens with your eyes? Do you move them in a direction? Do you focus them? What happens in the muscles around your eyes when you focus? And what do you do with your head? Do you look down, up, back and forth? Do you turn your head? Or maybe you still or stiffen in your head. If you move your head, what else moves? If you still your head, what else gets still along with it? Just feel into the near neighborhood and then notice how your immediate action in your head impacts your neck and shoulders You know, how do you engage in your back and also into your arms and your chest? What time is it? In this present moment, what else do you do just in response to the question? Do you do this quickly or slowly or something in between? You might wonder, what does this exercise have to do with habit change? Well, habits are a particular kind of behavior, and behavior is usually defined as noticeably large movements. I call these macro behaviors. But these obvious actions don't come out of nowhere. They emerge as an accumulation of smaller, more discrete organizations in you. These smaller activities, micro behaviors, if you will, are not typically visible. And yet, they are the building blocks of what we call behavior, the macro behaviors. And that includes habits that are noticeable at least to yourself and maybe to others. And if you're motivated to change a habit, then it really pays to practice being attentive in the present moment, especially at this smaller micro level. Whatever it is that you notice, whether you have words for it or not, this is valuable because it involves growing your capacity to influence your responses within yourself, and then also in relationship to your outer world. One of the things I like to say is that by doing this, you're practicing being in yourself and in the world at the same time. I'm aware that this model for self-improvement, for personal development, is not common. It's not based in 20th century psychology or spirituality, which tend to focus on understanding through cognition or intuition, or even what's called mindfulness, although there are components of mindfulness that are really centered in the body. And so we will utilize those. It's also not easily practiced, at least initially on your own, because the world in which we live continually reinforces the life of the mind as being the main stage. And from the habits and health perspective, the mind is part of a larger whole, an energetic field that contains what we call mind, what we call spirit, what we call being, consciousness, and intuition. So, if you find these practices that we do here in Habits into Health useful, if you find our topics interesting, and you want to know more about this approach to self-knowing, to personal change, then come to habitsintohealth.com and click on the podcast menu. You can find us also at iTunes by searching for Habits into Health. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/habits.into.health. And you'll get notices when episodes are published. My name is Michael Ann Conley, and I host this show and the Habits into Health programs. You know, this podcast gives you a small introduction to the Habits into Health perspective. If you want to take your habit change work to another level, you can ask for my free self-assessment to get you started. And if you want more personalized contact, then submit an application for a complimentary 30-minute discovery session at habitsintohealth.com/get-support. I set aside time each month for these sessions, and the application helps me know a little bit about you, guides me about whether I can be of service. If your application is accepted, I'll contact you within 3 business days to schedule our phone time together. I also have some live events coming up in the San Francisco Bay Area. I'm hosting a special retreat for women on Saturday, January the 11th, 2014. And on Tuesday the 15th, I have a 1-hour retreat for men and women who want to experience these practices in person. Also on Saturday, February the 22nd, I'll be sharing the stage with some great professionals at a Women's Empowerment Summit, where I'll be talking about the Habits into Health approach to habit change. And if you happen to be listening in after these dates, just come over to habitsintohealth.com, where I post my schedule. In the middle of January, by the way, I'll have a new free ebook for you, and I'll keep you posted here as well. Okay, let's shift gears and talk about today's topic. I've been doing a series based on my idea called Keeping Your Side of the Street Clean. I practice this myself as much as possible, and many of my clients have found this concept very useful. It's really a great skill that not only gives you information about where you stand in any relationship, but you get to feel really good about yourself when you stay in integrity. In every relationship, we experience differences, and we have to navigate those to maintain a relationship. If you don't navigate or negotiate around your differences, like agree to disagree, for instance, in some cases, well, then eventually one of you or both of you is going to say bye-bye. And this is true no matter what kind of relationship we're talking about. With a spouse or a lover, with friends, your boss or co-workers, and for some people, even family members, parents, kids, or other family members. And heck, even in the short term, it includes the clerk at the store where you have a complaint, or the cop who just handed you a speeding ticket. A part of keeping your side of the street clean includes fighting fear, although keeping your side of the street clean is an agreement you make with yourself, whereas fear fighting is an agreement you make with another person that you'll follow certain guidelines when you have a disagreement, an argument, some feelings have been hurt, or you need to really talk about what's going on between you. Let me make another distinction here between your agreement with yourself to keep your side of the street clean and your agreement with somebody else to fight fair. Thing is, you have no control over the other person. And if in the moment they're not interested, or they're not willing to discuss, or maybe they're not capable of keeping their side of your mutual fair fighting agreement, doesn't matter. Keeping your side of the street clean means you fight fair even if the other person does not. When you're in an argument, the most important thing is how you handle yourself. In the last episode, I made a parallel between fair fighting and the mindfulness meditation practice that Jon Kabat-Zinn teaches, which says simply, you pay attention on purpose, in the present moment, and non-judgmentally to whatever is coming up. So like I said earlier, we do incorporate some things about mindfulness, because mindfulness actually is very much about being present in the body. In fair fighting, you and the other person intentionally and openly agree with each other that you will, one, be attentive to the dynamics of your relationship, two, you will stay in the present moment, and three, you'll be non-judgmental about yourself and toward each other. If you don't have a fair fighting agreement, guess what? It will pay off just doing this for yourself and might have an impact on the other person in a good way. Last episode, we discussed the first part about being attentive to what's going on. As you might guess, the habits into health practices and being attentive to yourself also come in handy here, because you're learning to exercise your attention muscles in new ways. Today, let's talk about the second part, which is staying in the present moment. In fair fighting, the two of you agree to stay in the present moment at two levels. First, when a point of disagreement shows up, and second, when you're arguing about it. In the first case, this means, as much as possible, you bring up issues as they happen, instead of stuffing your feelings, storing them up, and dumping them all at once sometime later. This includes the ability to set aside time to discuss significant issues. When an issue is important, you value each other enough to schedule time to discuss it. Otherwise, it festers, and you're both at risk for stuffing, storing, and dumping. So you speak up when something happens. But you don't have to jump into discussing it or arguing about it right then. There are times when it is totally not okay to jump into a big argument about something that's shown up. You're in the middle of a social event. You're on your way out to an activity that has a time frame. You're getting ready to walk into a parent-teacher conference. One of you's on the way to a meeting. You're standing in the grocery line. Times like that, it's usually okay to say, "I have a problem with this. Let's talk about it later." If you're keeping your side of the street clean, you will then take the initiative later to talk about what happened. This is ideal, but sometimes you'll realize in the present moment that a problem has come up, but for whatever reason, you determine that saying something immediately isn't appropriate, usually because of the setting in which it happens, or you feel heated and you don't want to spout off. If you're keeping your side of the street clean, you know that you need to bring this up sooner rather than later, because otherwise you're at risk for ending up dumping it inappropriately when later happens. Maturity comes in when you're able to contain your feelings in the moment without acting out in anger or resentment, and then actually bringing it up at an appropriate time to deal with them. So how do you be present in the moment about something that happened in the past? Well, the first thing, you make sure that later happens very quickly, so we're not talking too far in the past. Saving up a feeling for months is not a part of the deal. We're talking 24 hours here, maybe no more than 36 or 48. It might sound like this. Joe, I need to talk to you about what came up for me last night when you blah, blah, blah. Maria, I need to follow up with that thing that happened when we were talking at the restaurant. And then you might say, is now a good time? And if it's not a good time, negotiate a good time. Things might still get heated, but now you're in the conversation, and your intention in fighting fear is to keep on topic, to stay present in the moment, stay current. And the thing is, it is really easy to slip away from the current issue at hand. We actually tend to stop being in the present moment when we get all into an argument, get heated up, and we start dredging up issues from the past. That thing Joe did 6 months ago that bugged you and you never mentioned it. Stuff like that. So keeping your side of the street clean and fighting fair means that even if you've got a resentment about something in the past, you just talk about the current topic at hand. And I know this isn't easy. What if you have a resentment from 6 months ago or 6 years ago? You can stay in the present moment by saying something like, there's something I need to talk about. I realize I've still got some feelings about something that happened a long time ago, and I need to talk about them further. I need to resolve them. When would be a good time? And if things are really built up inside you, well, frankly, you might benefit from the support of a skilled, neutral third party, like a relationship therapist. Another family member or friend might not be skilled enough. None of us is perfect. I have messed up plenty of times, and so have you. And that's why next time we'll talk about the third parallel between fair fighting and mindfulness meditation, being non-judgmental. For the time being, I'm going to sign off. If you have a habit that's creating problems for you, or if someone you know has a problem habit, then come to habitsintohealth.com and request my free self-assessment questionnaire, which can help you clarify the issues you're dealing with. You can also find other podcasts, articles, and resources on the website. I always like to end by saying, start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits Into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I am here to help you stop feeling so out of control over your unhealthy habits, to stop wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and start creating healthier possibilities for your future. Thanks so much for joining me.